Hello, welcome back to Across the Park podcast, the Big Opposition preview. It's always great to watch the away fan when the Everton song plays in their ears at the start of it. Tony's face was a picture. Tony, I hope we're singing more of that. I hope you don't hope you don't hear it again on Saturday. But welcome back to the show. This is the fourth time you've been on. It's always great to talk to you. How are you doing?
Listen, it's always great to come on. It's great to speak to you. It's like talking to, as I see it, a proper fan. So it's a pleasure always coming on here. I'm doing fine.
Brilliant. You were on in November, and I'm not too sure whether you remember too much about it, but we just had our points deduction. And yes. what we do find is sometimes the away fans come on, and they can be a little bit nice, and they can say, oh, you were screwed over. You went the other way. You went. It was your punishment. You deserve it. It went viral. We had about 5,000 views on there, so you're back. I do want to talk a little bit about that game at Goodison, because I was banging on about there was going to be a hot atmosphere, and you flipped it on me and said, well, forget United, can Everton play in it? It was a 3-0 game. Were you there that day, Tony? What were your memories of that game?
No, I wasn't there, no. But listen, I did say to you, I don't think you'd be able to cope. It'd be pressure for you. And I've said, the pressure is on you, and the reason why it's on you, because your fans are demanding your marches outside before games. Doesn't really matter. It's the pressure. And then players, that team, what you've got, the squad, as I see it, and I've seen it for a long time now, can't take the pressure. They're not good enough. That's how I see it. And I didn't think you'd be able to handle the pressure.
It's mad because after that game, we sort of did. We went on this run of winning four games on the bounce, and the fans and team really got together. But that United game, I don't know, it was just a weird day. There was an angry crowd, and I think United managed it well, to be honest. I think United came and scored early and managed it quite well. But you know what these opposition previews are like, Tony? We want to talk about United a little bit and how your season's going. Simple question, how is your season going at United?
Our season, it's all about moments in games. We don't seem to be able to get a style, a pattern of play going for 90 minutes. It's been poor from that side of the game. Even the games we're winning, we're just managing to get through the games. Players don't seem to be able to work together. Manchester United's problem all season and last season, in a lot of the games, is we're too open in that midfield, and that's the problem, and it's not been sorted. And that's down to the manager, and it's also down to some of the players not being good enough. The squad here has been decimated at times with injuries, so that's not helped. I thought it would turn around in January. I did mention to you the last time we spoke, I thought it would turn around in January. And to be honest, we had a little bit of a run, but they weren't convincing games. You know, there was moments in the games. It's only like when we played you, Ian. It was the moments in the game we took him. Because if you look at that game, you know, Everton, there were chances. They were coming at us right through the game, but you couldn't put the ball in the net. That's how it seems to be sometimes when we're playing teams at home and away, is that teams are having lots and lots of chances. The amount of chances we give other teams is a disgrace, really. 20, 17, 25 chances in each game teams are getting against us. That's not acceptable.
There seems to have been, from the outside, a bit of inconsistency. I watch United sometimes and I think, wow, they look really, really good. And then other times I watch it and I think, God, like the Manchester derby, without going on too much about that, I was thinking, like, if I was a United fan, they'd want one of our players just to go and kick someone and get a grip of City, because they had a lot of the ball, didn't they? But the league table seems to be opening up a little bit now. Villa seems to have put a bit of distance. I think there's 11 points between you and Villa now. Do you think the Champions League qualifies? I know fifth applies this year as well, possibly, but do you think Champions League is now a bit much of an ask to qualify for it?
No, there's absolutely no chance. Absolutely no chance. I've said all season on our channel that I can't see United because of what's going on in the background, on the pitch, the style of play, what goes on. I've never seen United really getting a top four, and that top four went when we got beat at home against Fulham. We've lost some ridiculous games at home. Palace, Brighton, Bournemouth, Fulham, you know, and then you look at Nottingham Forest away from home. We got beat there recently. Yeah. To be honest with you, these are games, Manchester United, and that's not me bigging up It's just the facts of life. Everyone expects Manchester United to win them games. Now, if we'd have won them games, we'd have been well in the top four.
Of course, yeah.
Not too far off. But they're the games you expect to win, and we've been poor in them, really poor. These games we've won when we've been poor. And like I say to you, it's moments in games, and it was moments in games when we played you. We got a couple of chances. Unbelievable goal by Garnacho. You can't take it away from the kid, right? They're moments, and they're the moments what we're relying on in games. We're just not good enough in that midfield to take to contain teams or take it to teams over 90 minutes. I've been very disappointed, really, in the whole structure of Manchester United.
I do want to get back onto the pitch and talk about the game, Saturday, but I've got you on. I want to talk about the news that Jim Ratcliffe is now part of things, and he seems to me from the outside saying the right things. He's talking about, you know, we're Man United and this is going to be the Wembley of the North, and no longer there's going to be any stagnation. How are you feeling, Tony, about Jim being involved, Jim Ratcliffe?
Only time will tell with Jim Ratcliffe. He wasn't my choice, but at the end of the day, he's here. You have to back the process. You hope he turns it round, but it's not going to be a quick fix, this. This will take several years. Jim Ratcliffe, he thinks that United have got a chance within 3 years of knocking Liverpool and Man City off the perch. I don't see it that way. I just see that this club has had a virus in it for years now, and it stinks. The place stinks inside there. And it's going to take a while to do it. I think he's got a really tough job. Anyone coming got a tough job. You know as well as I do. You see players. You watch Man United. You see what's going on there. Ratcliffe must be able to see it. But the good thing is he's getting the right people in the background. That's what we've not had. We've not had football people running this football club for quite a long time now. Now he's gone and got certain people from different places who are based as best in class, and that's what Manchester United should have, and they've not had that for a long time. So you can only applaud him for what he's doing at the moment, right? And then you can only like put your hands together and pray that he gets it right and that certain things are done in the right way and done quickly. But I don't think this is a quick process, to be honest with you. I think he's not deluded. I think he's overestimating how quick this can turn round.
How are the fans, Tony, with the manager? Because again, from the outside, it looks like the media do put pressure on Ten Hag. They're very. I seen you linked with the Zerbi this week. There was an article saying that Dan Ashworth wants the Zerbi, and they seem to put a lot of pressure on him. How are the fans with Ten Hag? Are you still with him, or do you think he's lost sections of the fan base?
He's lost the YouTube section of the fan base because they clearly want him out, but then that's YouTube for you. Some people go one way, they like to shout and bawl, but hey, that's up to them. I have no qualms about what they do. But the fans here at Old Trafford, I've seen no resentment, no let's get him out, none of that. I chat to fans every time we play here at Old Trafford, and there is no shouting and bawling inside that ground or outside about Ten Hag out. So the match going red as I see them, right? They know. They're not daft. They know what's going on. But unfortunately, social media and that, it just creates a media storm. And the press are right on it. They're pushing and pushing as much as they can to throw mud at United and throw discontent wherever they can. But it's Manchester United. That has always happened. It's nothing new, and I accept it.
What have you made of Everton this season, Tony? Last time we spoke in November, I think you were honest in your verdict of the punishments. We've got 4 points back. It's give us a little bit of daylight. Me personally, I'd say Burnley and Sheffield United are gone. I can't see them recovering. I do think Luton, Forest and Everton are in a fight. There's possible more sanctions to come for Everton and for Forest as well. So I get it's hard to predict. It's hard for me to know where we'll end up because you just don't know what's happening. But how have you made of Everton's performances since last time we spoke?
To be honest, they're a hard watch, a very hard watch. And I've just seen highlights of Everton. I've not really been able to sort of sit there and watch a game right the way through with Everton. They just seem to be like, there's something missing, completely missing. That a touch of class. They don't seem to have the class. It seems to be the same pattern every game. Work hard, run hard, fight, fight, fight. but you need more than that. It's just, to me, it just seems predictable what Everton are going to do. And at the end of the day, if you're not scoring goals and there's some bad misses the strikers do there, what I've seen, and if you're not going to put them goals, them chances away, then you are where you are by merit. And I think you're going to struggle to get out of this. And you, to be honest with you, you just mentioned Sheffield United and Burnley. The last couple of years, thank God, as an Everton, as any Everton fan must look and think, thank God, some teams at the bottom have been so poor. Because as I've said to you before, I think you've been very lucky to escape relegation previous seasons, not because of your football and your fighting spirit to get out, which you have shown a little bit, but because the other teams are so dire. And I can't see anyone sort of like Burnley, Sheffield United, they're definitely down. And I think what you've got there, your other team, Luton, I don't think they've got the fighting spirit. I don't think they've got the class or the capability to get out. So for that reason and that reason alone, I think that's why you'll be safe.
I hope you're right. And I wouldn't disagree. The past few seasons, there's been really poor teams. Like, we stayed up last season. We knew from around March onwards that the last week of the season would be key. We had Wolves and Bournemouth, and it went to that because we knew we weren't good enough to win any games up until that point. We had a bonus win at Brighton, where we absolutely played Brighton off the park and won. But you're right, and this season probably the best season. And it sounds weird to say this is the best season to take that points deduction, to take our medicine, because we're still fighting with it, and it's bad. And you look at the teams in the Championship, Tony, and Championship's a competitive league. The likes of West Brom, Leeds, and Ipswich, if they come up next season, I think the standard's going to go up. So for Everton, I think this summer's a big one. We need the ownership to be sorted, and we need to get some sort of plan. The director of football and the manager need to start building a squad that's just going to keep Everton safe. And you say it can be an ugly watch. A difficult watch. The patterns of play are the same. It's work hard and get the ball in the box quickly. Moving on to Sati, Tony, working hard and getting the ball in the box quickly, is that going to cause a problem for Man United, do you think, on Saturday?
I think, I've just mentioned it there. Fulham came to Old Trafford, you know, did only one away game all season. Anything can be a problem at Manchester United. You just don't know what side you're getting at. I'm not sure if we've got a striker. I'm not sure who's going to be the centre-halves. We've got no left full-back. We're having to play centre-halves at full-back. It's going to be a struggle. So it's just a matter of how you approach this game and how Man United approach this game. I think what you've got to look at is you have to put your chances away. If you don't, this team's come to Ultra. I look at the West Ham game. I don't know whether you recall it. We beat West Ham 3-0. They had chance after chance. I think they had about 17, 18 chances. And to be honest with you, some of them should have gone in. And the result, 3-0 for Man United, wouldn't have been that way if West Ham had took the chances. And that's where you have to be on it. But the thing is, what I see from Everton is they're not taking the chances. Yeah. And that's your problem. And Man United are guilty of that also. But at Old Trafford, I think they have to put the chances away. I'm just disappointed that we haven't got Hoyland playing, because that kid has fought his way into that team. His early goals, what he scored for United, he was actually doing the work himself. And then he's picked up, the team picked up, and then goals were being created, you know, chances were being created for him. I don't really see it. We've got a Marcus Rashford who plays centre forward, who plays on the wing, and he's just not doing it. Can't do it. It's just, to me, he's down tools, and it's unforgivable that the work rate you see from him is actually affecting what's going on in the club at the moment, because the fan base is against him. So when you see him and you don't see him running, you sort of wonder why, what's going on, what is happening. And that's the malaise, what's in the club at the moment. You get some good moments, and then you get moments where players, you think, you're not trying. You won't get that from Everton, not for 90 minutes. You'll always get, as I see it, they'll be trying, they'll be going for it, they'll be looking for it. Whereas with United, sometimes they seem to accept just sitting there, playing the ball about, staying at the back, letting teams attack them. Can't afford that with Everton. I've seen Everton many, many times, and they raise the game when they come to Old Trafford, and they do put the ball in the back of the net. So a tough game, I think, from two teams what aren't playing well at the moment.
Yeah, the main question I wanted to ask you earlier, and it's probably a difficult one to answer because of the inconsistencies, was is this a good time to play Man United? Because it's post the City defeat, and there seems to be, again from the outside, a little bit of unrest with the Rashford thing and the manager seemingly under a bit of media pressure. So quite simply, if you were an Evertonian, Tony, would you be looking at this as a good time to play Man United? Or as a Man United fan, are you looking at this as a good game for Man United to get back on form?
I think when you look at Man United, you talk about the pressure, you know, pressure on the manager, the players, this, that, and the other. Listen, I said it to you last time, Ian. Look at the pressure we was under going to Goodison Park. You know, you sort of said, it'll be a hothouse, it'll be like mad and everything. We won't be able to contain it. And I did say to you, but United have met things like this before. Pressure, they know how to deal with it. They've done it for years and years. I've seen it. And this is just another day's pressure which they'll be able to handle. It's just a matter of, can Everton put the chance away? United will go for it. United will handle it. It's just the weather, the opposition can put them chance. If they put the chances away, I don't think United at this moment can handle it. But if you miss, United will take advantage of it. United will go for it. But no, I don't see United crumbling under any pressure. United can handle pressure. The club can handle the pressure. They're used to it. But Everton, I look at it now. What is it? Is it 10 games you've not won?
Yeah.
Well, is it a good time for United to play a team what's not won in 10 games? Of course it is. So I'm going to turn it back on you. I think you're in a poor, poor run of form. As I did say at the beginning, the strikers ain't doing the business at the top end. So I think for United, I think it's a great time to play Everton. When we played you, you'd been on a, you know, you'd got your points, you'd won games. Mm. It now seems to have tailed off. And I'm not too sure why it's tailed off completely, besides you missing certain chances. But United, great time to play Everton. But it's never easy playing Everton, as we always know.
I'm going to give you my prediction, Tony, and then I'll let you go because I was a little bit late today.
Oh, don't worry about that.
I'll let you go. But my prediction, Tony, I think it's been that long now since we've had a win that sections of our fan base are starting to get uncomfortable. And I think there'll be nothing like a victory at Old Trafford to make that all go away. Everything will look brilliant again if we can go to Old Trafford and win. It gives me comfort that teams have been there and done it already. So I don't think you're going to get many chances because of how we're set up. We will dark arts, ugly football, long time to take throw-ins and defend deep. And I think it'll be an ugly afternoon of football if we get our way. But I do think we can score a goal at Old Trafford. My heart is saying that Everton are going to win 1-0. What's your counter prediction, Tony?
Well, I'm going to counteract that, right, by first saying, you're laughing when you're saying it. You don't really believe what you're saying. Now, I go back to the game at Goodison. You believed everything you were saying.
I was angry, yeah.
The crowd, the atmosphere, the lot, right? So I am not taking anything you say there as gospel. I think you're just saying it because you've got to say it, right? Or you won't sleep tonight. That's how I see it. Right. I think you're actually fearing, to be honest with you, I think you're fearing a defeat here and a continuation of what's gone on. If you say the dark arts, you're holding, you're tackling, you're holding the ball, you're delaying throw-ins, yes, you'll do all that, but that will fall into United's hand. There is no speed at United. They have moments, and United will create their moments, and that's why I'm going for a 2-0 win. But listen, Ian, you know, good luck to you, right? But try and sleep and try and reassess what you're looking at with Everton coming to Goodison, because it's good for the brain. But listen, it's always great talking to you, you know that. Listen, if you go back, right, and this is why I love coming on here with you, because you're saying it, but you can see where you're really coming from as a football fan, and hopefully you can with myself. But
yeah,
contrast the two games, Ian. You're totally different, and I think your fan base also is feeling the same as you. You're only hoping, only like I've done with games this season, I'm hoping for a result sometimes, but I do believe, I think 2-0 here for Man United. I think they'll be too good for you, regardless of what's going on in the background in the club with the media and everything. It's just Man United at home against Everton, who are in a poor run of form. I have to look at that logically and say, hey, there is no reason why Manchester United should take this game and take it well 2-0.
Fair enough, Tony. It's always great to get you on. Before you go, just want to plug your channel, the Webby O'Neill Man United channel. So sometimes you'll get, especially when it's local in the Northwest here, you'll get Evertonians who are watching this with Man United friends or Man United family. So if anyone is tuning in as a Man United fan and just seeing you, Tony, and wondering what you guys are all about, so I want to give your channel a little plug and what's coming up as well.
Listen, we are who we are. We don't go out there plugging it as you say, but yeah, it's great for you to plug it. We're just three honest United fans. We give our opinions, we give it straight, we don't duck the hard questions, we don't duck it at all, and I'll say it as it is as a football fan, and that's all we are, football fans. And that's why I love coming on here, because I see you as a football fan, and we have a rapport, and that suits me fine. There's no agendas here or anything. But then again, I have to turn round, Ian, and say to you, I got a lot of stick for talking about the 10-point deduction. But then again, I got loads of stick. I enjoyed it. I loved it because I looked at it and thought, has he stuck me right in here this season? You know what I mean? But the thing is, it was bad, right? But the thing is, you have to accept as well. I wasn't expecting the question, but I'm glad you give it me. I tried to answer it honestly as I could, because what do I know about all the charges, what you faced and everything?
Yeah.
I didn't really know the technical stuff or out like that. I give my honest opinion as I seen it, as a layman sat there going, oh, Everton have got 7 points, 10 points deducted. Oh, they've pleaded guilty. I give my honest opinion, and that's all I give. It wasn't me being detrimental to Everton or its fans or anything like that. I gave it as I seen it, and I didn't know all the facts. And then again, who does know all the facts?
Yeah,
but it was great. It was a great conversation, and it was a great reaction from the Evertonians. I was chuckling when I read it. He don't know what he's talking about.
I got hammered on it. I remember some lad came over to me in the match and went, look, that Tony you had on. Why didn't you argue back? And I was like, it's not really like that, to be honest. But
we're giving it a peek, but that's what I like about coming on here, because we have that type of conversation. We're giving an honest opinion based on, but I didn't know the facts. Why would I know the facts about Everton? But it's great. I'll find one to stitch you up with one day, don't you, Willie?
I'm old one. Look, hopefully we can do this again next year. If Everton is still in the league, and we always say this, we'll have to get down to Hotel Football and do it with a pint of beer as well, and a proper podcast.
No problem. Listen, it's always great. So let's hope you're still here. I do think you'll stay in the league, because the teams what are down there, they're going to stay there. And I think Everton will at some point, like they seem to do for the last couple of years, they bring them couple of results out, what they target, and they get them. Just hope that they don't get it on Saturday.
I hope you're right. Everybody, thank you so much for watching and listening. Please like, share and subscribe this video. Any United fans, head over to Webby O'Neill channel as well and like, share and subscribe on their amazing content outside the ground on Saturday. I hope I'll be able to watch that, Tony, your instant reaction. I can be able to watch that. It's always good. But thank you so much for coming back on the podcast, Tony. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.